Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday morning to you. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, emp180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, February 8th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, it's at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter.
Jason Bishop's here as well.
Pebble Beach Thursday, boys.
I don't get that sized.
Oh, come on.
I really don't.
That tournament's annoying.
Bill Murray gets on my nerves. Bill Murray's the worst person on earth.
But the weather's going to be great. It's a great field. It'll be fun.
So unfunny.
He's just so dumb.
I'm
over George Lopez.
I'm done with those guys.
All the same. I want to see
the quarterbacks play.
Ray Romano. Get out of here.
And his nubs beard.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't funny in Caddyshack or Stripes or a billion other movies.
No. That's when he was funny.
Yeah. Could you go back further? Yeah, I mean, Ghostbusters. I don't know.
That's when he was funny. But see, you don't watch golf, really?
No.
You wouldn't see how annoying he is every year.
He does the same thing. The tournament's all about him and his camouflage, like duck hunting outfit.
Yeah, he disrespects the tournament. But
well,
the
golf, such golf geeks.
Well, Earl Forsey works at the Golf Channel.
Anybody who's doing something a little different gets you upset.
Earl Forsey, he doesn't do anything different. He's doing the same thing for 20 years.
But it's
since everyone at the Golf Channel
golf.
Hates him, he's just a big pain in the ass. Yeah. He's as ornery as you think he is.
I would agree, but there's only so many shots of Bill Murray. It's not like
there's a lot of them.
There's plenty of just good golf shots.
I'm telling you, it's Ray Romano, George Lopez, Kevin Costner,
Chris Berman.
That's going to be so annoying.
Day. Why are you such curmudgeons? The Olympics starts today.
Yes, I'm excited about that too.
Live coverage.
The actual games start today, and then the opening ceremonies are tomorrow. Go figure.
I don't like the opening ceremonies.
I saw that advertised. I thought I was hearing things incorrectly, but you're right.
It's not going to be like China. Their opening ceremonies like 10 years ago, when that was just like the most intimidating show of force I've ever seen.
We're going to take over the world. Just wait. Just watch.
Yeah, I watched that one. Oh, my God. Does Korea have anything cool planned?
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure I know.
But it's not going to rival what China did.
I don't know. Summer Olympics, too.
We'll have to wait.
In the Summer Olympics, they ramp it up a little bit more than the Winter Olympics.
I wouldn't know if you say so. I'd take your word.
I really am not informed.
I thought opening ceremonies were opening ceremonies.
I feel like the Winter Olympics are nubby. Compared to the Summer Olympics, these are not because usually I've actually heard of the city where it's being held somewhat. Is this one Pyeongchang, I believe, is the host city?
You've heard of that.
Not before the Olympics.
Oh, really?
Oh. I don't know that I've heard of it. Sounds like a good place to
eat, though. I've heard of Seoul in Korea.
When you compare winter to summer, I agree that summer is more intriguing because of the events and you got the NBA players. But
right.
There's still some cool events to watch in the winter.
What's the story with the NHL guys? Like, are there no
playing?
They're not allowed.
Not playing at all.
And that was why Ovi was all pissed.
Yeah, zippy.
Yeah. And what was it the last time they had the Winter Olympics? Were the NHL guys?
NHL players did play.
Yeah, because that's when, like, Oshie and all those guys
break in the schedule.
Is Russia even having a team over there? Didn't half their athletes or more than half get banned?
News to me.
I thought the entire country got banned. I could be wrong.
I think maybe the entire country got banned. No, but they're under some weird, wacky flag. Like, it's athletes from Russia, but they're not
representing that country.
They can't fly the Russian colors.
That's weird.
I think they're.
Oh, so all the Russian athletes can
participate. Their initials are OAR, like the band.
Oh, really?
But they don't have silly hits like Heaven or a Shattered or Return.
No.
Yeah, they don't have any of those. All right, should mention it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show on Thursdays. All you have to do is call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister Lines. At 800-636-1067. You can talk about whatever you want, whether it's NBA, the trade deadlines at 3 o'clock, the Olympics, a lot of things to get into. We have a bunch of guests on the show today. Jason Lockenfour is going to join us, NFL insider for CBS, cbssports.com. We'll get the latest from him on what the Colts are doing with their coaching search, how Josh McDaniels ended up back with the New England Patriots. Steve Buckhant's going to join us, the voice of the Wizards on NBC Sports Washington.
He'll join us at 8:40. Wizards have a big one tonight against the Boston Celtics.
You'll be covering that.
I'll be doing hang time and overtime tonight.
What time is that game?
Two times.
I believe they start at 8 o'clock tonight.
You're running it twice.
So the hang time is at 7.
7.
And then the overtime will be, I don't know, 11.
11 to 12.
11-ish.
Something like that. Tiki Barber's going to join us, the host of Tiki and Tyranny. He'll join us at 9:20. And DJ Durkin, after National Signing Day, part 2. I believe the Terps ended up with a top 30 class right around there.
Right. I keep hearing like 29.
Rivals has them 29, but it depends on where you're looking. Every site has different rankings.
I mean, I feel like that's
pretty damn good, though, to be 29.
That's impressive.
Isn't that kind of where
bad
they,
as they've been?
Isn't that kind of where they've been-ish the last few years?
Yeah, probably.
That's pretty recruiting good, rankings.
I heard UVA was like in the 60s, so I was like, well, it's better than that.
You actually saw on social media that Drab's buddy Bodie took a shot at ASU because they were in the 70s. And I was watching Herm Edwards. I saw Herm Edwards on ESPNU or whatever I was watching.
Well, they literally hired him a day ago.
And they were 12th in the Pac-12,
ooh,
which is not good. But then I saw Drab respond later. Maybe he got some late signees. Did they move up the rankings?
He got on fire in the afternoon. And everyone's
like
been
that.
Jonah
Sun
on Herm.
Sun Devil caught fire.
Ever since he got hired.
Including you.
I Jonah a little tiny bit.
Oh, you were not tiny.
No, a little tiny
you
bit.
You were embarrassed.
But I got on board a while ago, and he got him up to 36.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
That's a good
late. Well, the guy's
push.
Only been there like a week. I mean, it's crazy.
Well,
it takes a long time.
How times have changed that it's become this whole national TV thing where kids show up and then they pick their hat.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's been happening like
that's
that for a while.
That's been going on for a decade.
I know, but it's more televised now than ever. It's bang, bang, bang. And so I saw this one kid. And he was choosing between Arizona State and Nebraska. And ultimately, he chose Nebraska. But it told me that, well, they're in the mix for some of the top guys because he was the number 5 running back in the country.
Right.
Yeah.
I just saw a story this morning. You guys probably saw it too, where the one mom walked off stage when her son picked Florida instead of Georgia or Tennessee. Yeah. I think it was.
Yeah. Terrible mom.
She was wearing,
what kind of
just
mom
a terrible,
is that?
Just a terrible she was wearing Tennessee gear and Alabama gear.
Which is big no-no. You can't
well,
do
she,
that.
Apparently, she was happy with either of those two schools.
Right. So her son picks the Gators hat.
And does that mean, I'm just wondering, does that mean like she really hates Florida? It's like a football rivalry thing?
Maybe. Could be.
Or like, what is that?
I mean, that's definitely
what
happened
if
before.
Your
remember Landon Collins who played for the Giants? Something happened.
You're fired up for your son to play lacrosse. What if your son all of a sudden chose to go to school that wasn't lacrosse? Like you said, you know what, Dad? I don't want to go here. I don't want to go there. I want to go to this school.
Of course it would be his decision. Of course. 100%.
But in that moment, like if he actually
sat down. I'm not
going to
walk off stage.
Or you're not going to ruin your kid. That's your kid's big moment, picking the school.
So in other words, at signing day, next year at signing day, my kid, everyone's there. Right at the moment, he doesn't sign his letter of intent. He walks up and says, I'm punting. I'm going to like Harvard.
Right.
It ain't going to happen.
I would think that the parents would already know what the final decision is.
You would think.
She didn't know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's.
Yeah. But I feel bad for that kid because he had tweeted apparently right before. It's the most stressful time of his life,
right,
as you can imagine.
A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
He was up all night crying.
Yeah.
And then can you imagine, he makes his best, he tries to do the best he can, and his
then
mother
the mom walks
off.
Right.
Yeah, well, terrible parent.
What a horrible human.
And she did come back.
Huh?
She did come back to the stage.
Yeah, but still, she made it all about herself. That's supposed to be your kid's big moment. She upstaged him. Bad mom.
Yeah, but she only looks bad. I mean, everybody feels
good
for the kid.
And she's mixing and matching gear. Even worse. It's the terrible thing. It'd be like Valdez wearing an Orioles hat and a Red Sox hoodie. It wouldn't make any sense.
Well, she was probably promised a job on campus at those other two schools.
Maybe that was the case.
Florida never offered that.
Maybe that's possible.
It looks like our kids are actually going to have a full day of school. First time in a while.
Well, I know they were banking on a refreeze, because that's what the talk was yesterday.
Right.
Refreeze overnight because the temperatures were dropping. I didn't see any hint of
that.
That
may be a case, but my kids' eyebrows were even bored. They were even raised about, like, why didn't we go to school today? I said, but maybe a few wet spots. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I will tell you this. Yesterday, I did get rear-ended.
You did? Oh,
haven't been in an accident in a long time, and I was driving on West Montgomery Avenue a little bit yesterday, and I'm stopping at a red light, slowing down, and a car that is actually one lane over behind me just lost control, skidded, and then rear-ended me. Just caught the corner of my car.
Yeah.
But his side mirror was completely smashed. So his side mirror and the front left of his car hit the back right of my car. I didn't do the police. I told him to pull over. We pulled over to a side road, exchanged information.
I've got an appointment at 10:50 today to take my car to get an estimate. I have a little Richard dent on the back right corner, right above the trunk, and then some scrapes that I'm guessing they buff out and then repaint.
Depends.
Just a pain in the ass.
Depends on the type of door. I just had a little tiny little thing where a woman hit me in my last car, and because it was an aluminum door, they can't knock. You have to get a whole new door. It cost that woman, her insurance company, like $3,000.
Wow.
See, it was the tiniest thing you've ever seen.
I called my insurance company. I'll just flatten out an aluminum can and work it in there.
I called my insurance company, and I have his information. And the insurance company actually presented me two options. They said, you can go through us, and you have to pay your deductible. My deductible is $250. Mm. And then they say that after everything's said and done, they will try and get reimbursed from
their
company.
Cover that,
so I'm Geico. I think this guy was State Farm or Allstate, whatever it was, right? Or you could just go directly through their insurance company. Mm-hmm. To me, that felt like it was more shaky ground. Because if I call their insurance company, I've dealt with them. I've got no history with them.
No,
maybe it's going to work out. Maybe it's not. So I just went through my insurance company, quickly got an appointment. Boom, it's at 10:50 today. I'll get the rental car. And then hopefully I'll get reimbursed at some point for my deductible.
Yeah, I would have gone through theirs. I would have not wanted to contact mine because I wouldn't want them to snatch that deductible. But I think you're fine either way. Hopefully you get the money.
It's not
you're lucky you have
a deductible.
Yeah, my deductible's higher. I always have high deductibles.
To be honest, it's me and my son there, and my son goes, what the hell? It was just boom.
What was
he stopping at a red light?
What was the vendor's explanation for hitting you? Was he texting? Was he being an adult?
Did he say he slid
into
you?
He didn't have anything. I could see it. He skidded. Like I said, it's a three-lane road.
So it was like an ice thing?
I was in the middle lane. He was in the right lane.
Yeah.
And it was a little slick. And he just lost control.
Yeah, well, he's a bit of a donk.
And he slid partially into my lane.
Of course.
Just a donk.
Well, Dee told me last night that she was going to pick up my son. And she had Kate in the car. And she just legit lunching, driving. And she just turned, like, on Massachusetts Avenue, just in front of traffic. She thought she had a light. Like, she was just driving, and she was turning across traffic.
She thought she had a green light and it was red?
There's no light.
No light.
She just...
Her mind was elsewhere.
Her mind was elsewhere, yeah. And she saw her turn, and she just acted like she had a green arrow and just pulled right in front of somebody, and they laid on the horn and almost plowed into her.
Oh. Right.
And, for her,
I don't know.
I guarantee it.
Very possible.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on anything.
A lot to talk about.
Do you think the Wizards
there
make
is?
A move for the trade deadline?
To talk about.
3 o'clock trade deadline.
No.
Do they make any move at all?
No.
I'm going to guess they make a minor move.
Yeah, something minor,
I don't know
maybe.
If it's as big as
they're not going to be able to get rid of Gortat.
I'm going to say Gortat stays. Yeah, I'll stay.
But they may underwhelm us by like dealing Jody Meeks, who's been piping up lately, saying he's unhappy with his role.
Right,
wants
he
to
requested
be moved.
A trade.
His camp actually requested a trade. That made me laugh, that Jody Meeks has a camp.
Mm.
I mean, he's Jody Meeks. But... Yeah, I don't know if Gortat moves
what if
or
they
not.
Did some, what if they did some blockbuster?
A big major move, like dealt Otto or something?
What if they traded John to, like, the Knicks? Just traded
I would be floored.
Just said, F it. We don't want to pay the $43 million in, what, 2 years, three
there
years?
There are no sacred cows anymore. Trade whoever you want. I
unless you get
care.
Porzingis, you don't make that deal.
I'm just saying.
And you're getting damaged goods Porzingis coming off an ACL that he tore, I believe, yesterday.
Getting damaged goods John Wall.
True, too.
Sad.
Both guys damaged.
Three or four knee surgeries
that's true.
At this point.
It's true.
Mm.
I think it's only three if you count the two knees as one, two, and then the cleanup.
The third.
Yeah.
Hey, remember, when they struggled coming out of the gate last year, I said, trade everybody and or anybody. At this point, I don't care.
Yeah, there are no sacred
I'm
cows.
I'm fine with that. If you choose to trade John Wall in a Supermax deal, I would just digest it and move on with my life.
Right.
They play Boston tonight. Boston's 39-16, but they, remember, started with an amazing record. Since then, they're still good, but they haven't been fantastic.
How many times have
really?
We played them? We played them twice or just the one time?
I just remember Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that really gave me hope that if this team, you know, everyone's healthy, that
they can beat the top teams in the East. Yeah. Besides Cleveland.
Right.
But they beat Boston, beat Toronto.
Still can't believe the All-Star break is 60 games into the season.
It's weird, isn't it?
I guess they want their own weekend.
Yeah. 800-636-1067. We'll come back, open up the Junkie Sports page. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. You can chime in at 800-636-1067. Talk about whatever you want. Cakes was at MGM National Harbor for the inaugural Cakes Classic. I believe somebody who maybe played with you is on the line.
Or maybe he's just asking about it. By the way, last night, good turnout. I think there were around 80 entrants, maybe 77
for
the first Cakes Classic. I did not last very long. I made it into the fourth level, and I thought somebody was coming after my bounty, which was $300.
Yep.
And
I hate those bounties.
I raised, he re-raised, and I looked down at my hand. I said, well, I have jacks. I mean, I have the best hand. I'm all in.
Right.
He says, oh, you, okay. you have a bounty too?
Is that pre-flop?
It's pre-flop, yeah. So he flips over.
Kings?
Queens.
All right.
So now I'm full on up against it. You know, the run out, nothing helps. Dead. Ship him the $300 bounty, and that was basically it.
Yeah,
but then
you know
I
went
to the cash game.
You went to the cash game and cleaned up?
I did well. I made like $590 in 2 hours, and then I said, I have to get the hell out of here before I give all this money back to the Dolphins.
And then you went to Homewood and got a good night's sleep.
I went to thank Homewood. Our guy. I have to thank our guy. I believe it's David.
Dave.
At Homewood.
Did you celebrate your good fortune with a...
No. I actually went into Homewood, checked in, put my bag down, and said, well, it's 11 o'clock. I think it's time for a nightcap. Went to the Big Stick.
Oh, you did?
Got a drink.
Cakes is so addicted to doing beer before.
I had a bowl of sausage gumbo, and I watched some highlights, and then I went to
what
bed.
What time was that?
Between 11 and 11:30.
Oh, still open, huh?
Yeah, still open.
It never occurred to you to...
No, it didn't.
Wow.
It just didn't. It occurred to me to...
It's like Pavlov's dog.
It occurred to me to have
occurred
a taste...
him to drink.
A beer at night puts him to sleep.
The siren more than the whistle of the Big Stick was calling me. And I went, and I had a good time. And then I turned in around 11:45 because I realized I didn't have to drive to work.
Right.
I always wondered, so the Big Stick...
Yeah.
I would imagine its peak season is during baseball season.
Right.
So it was still popping?
I would say as of 11 p.m. last night, there were 20 to 25 people inside. I mean, not packed, but it wasn't empty.
Because you could have opted to go... Buffalo Wild Wings is right there to the left, right? It's
further away.
Right on that block.
Yeah, the Big Stick
across the street.
The Big Stick is literally across the street.
It's across the street.
It's 12 front, but if you steps go, away from
true,
Homewood Suites.
But if you go across the street, it depends which side of the Homewood Suites you're walking out
I wanted the least amount of steps. Went right to the Big Stick.
That works for you.
I'm surprised it was open on a Wednesday night at 11:30.
So open.
Pretty late.
Yeah.
So open.
Kind of ready. I guess
business.
With all the young people that live around here, those bars
probably they need
stay.
A place to go.
Yeah.
So on Wednesday nights, so that's one of the days where I drive my daughter out to Virginia for training for volleyball.
Yeah.
And so I go, I need a place to kill time. Because I'm not going to, I love watching my kids play sports.
Sure.
But I'm not going to watch her lift weights.
Right.
Okay. I mean,
there's only so much.
Wednesday's a lift night. Yeah. And even practice with volleyball, you know, the matches are plenty. Believe me, they're all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday night, I've fallen into a little routine where I found a regular random bar near the volleyball spot.
Yeah.
And I tweeted this yesterday. This bartender is so good. I've been there 3 times now.
Okay.
I don't even step 1 foot in the bar, and she already screams out, hey, Eric, how you doing? Knows my name.
Oh, she knows you already.
You're
third time. I'm Lurch. I've been there 3 times on 3 straight Wednesdays.
You mean you're Norm from Cheers.
And by the time I sit down, she already has my... She asked me if I want the same drink I've had the last 2 times.
Is she baldy?
A very, very attractive, nice person.
Right. What's he going to say? She's ugly?
Yeah, I mean, you put me in a tough spot.
Right. You just lie and say, yeah, she's awesome. She's hot.
She's
a great person. So, believe me, she's not flirting with me. She's being a good bartender.
I wasn't saying right. that she was flirting with you. So, I don't see no reason for anybody to flirt with you.
Thank you. So I sit down.
Oh, man.
And it actually scares me. I go, I feel, and then I'm starting to notice the same dong.
Of course you are.
And it is legitimately a little mini Cheers.
Just like
over
I
there.
Noticed the same faces at the MGM National Harbor Poker Room. Start to
What's
see
the name
them
of the
all.
Bar?
I don't want to say. I'll tell you during the break. It's nothing. I
just is it a restaurant or just a bar?
It's a restaurant, but a separate area for the bar.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's nothing special. I just
is
don't
it
want
a chain.
I just yeah. No. I just don't want 100 donks there. You know.
No, I get it.
So I just go there. I don't talk to anyone. I just sit there, mind my own business. I'm either on my phone or I have my laptop, and I just hang out for an hour and a half.
Right.
And I just chill.
Right.
And I have my
two
drinks, get a nice dinner. But I'm starting to think I just felt like a drunk.
Right.
So I'm starting to think I need to find a new spot. Where they don't know your name.
No, I think
and
you
know
keep
your
the
drink.
Same spot. Familiarity. They know you.
Yeah, because maybe she starts hooking you a little bit.
Hooked one of the drinks.
Yeah, yeah. Start
on the house. Exactly. On the house.
Silly. Then I have to overtip. Then I had to, of course, I had to overtip, which I did.
You're starting to feel like a drunk. I saw you at 106.7 The Fan Live. You're kind of drunk.
Well, I mean, that was an event. That was an event.
That was fun.
But anyway, but I wasn't like cakes. I don't think I would have done that at 11:45. I think it would be hard
no,
for
I did it at 11. I was done by 11:30. I was in bed by 11:45.
Had you eaten right. dinner before? Was that like a gratuitous
yeah, but I had a
dinner?
No, I had a chicken Caesar salad at MGM National Harbor, and it was good, but anytime you have a salad,
right.
it's just not super filling.
You wanted more.
I needed more.
You won almost $600. Need you more. Were in a good mood.
Need a little more.
Right.
Sausage gumbo was bazillion.
You probably gave
too.
Him a nice tip, too.
I think the bill was 15. I gave him 20.
All right.
That's not
solid.
Bad. It's not, I mean, it's not great. It's not terrible.
It's a pretty good
I know
tip.
I would have thought that since you won your $590, you would have hooked them, like maybe gave them
not
30.
So much.
No,
I'm going to go back and get, my bag.
Tip.
Here's what I'll do.
I might have done that.
I'm going to go back and get my bag at Homewood because it's still there. I'll leave a $3 tip for the maid, which I think is overtipping a tad, and then I'll give the valet guy $5 on the way out. I think that's pretty standard, pretty
yeah,
solid.
It's fine.
That's strong.
It's not bad. It's not great.
It's not your money. Some donk's money
yeah,
you took.
Some donk's money.
Let's go
spread it around a little bit.
Let's go to Ricky. Hey, Ricky. What's up, buddy?
You're sure money. You paid for it.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up,
hey. So I'm just calling in. I heard you guys talking about the high school student who ended up choosing to go to Florida.
Yeah,
Copeland. So I was watching all the live feeds on social media, and relatives started getting defensive for the mom. And one of the things they were saying was that she wanted him to get out of, I guess they live in Florida, and she felt he would be less distracted if he left the state and played elsewhere.
I understand.
Because in state, he would be, it would be a distraction. And although I don't agree, you walk off on your child because you don't agree with his decision, but that, I guess ultimately that was one of the reasons that she got up. She was just very disappointed that he chose Florida, I guess after conversations of agreeing to one of the other two schools. Another thing I wanted to talk about, if you guys in mind, was LeBron last night.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
15, 16 years in the league, still 34 points, 10 boards, and 15 dimes.
Incredible.
I mean, I know they've been getting crushed lately as far as, their play. But I think all these guys on the team are over 30. So I'm thinking, I feel like it's a switch, like a light switch. I think once playoff time comes, these guys are just going to flip it on. I mean, if they go all out now, come by time they're finished with the Eastern Conference Finals, they'll be exhausted, and then they'll get blown out by Golden State again. We all know that's
there's
what's going to happen.
Of that,
well, that's
but
a lot of minutes
there's
he played,
There's a lot
too.
Going on with that team. Yesterday, reports came out that Isaiah Thomas, I guess after one of the games, basically threw Tyronn Lue under the bus, said that they weren't making any in-game adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Said the problem with the team was no in-game adjustments, not his 1-for-19 from the three-point line. In the previous
well, how about
three
he
games,
right. I saw one highlight
one
where
for 19.
He let somebody just waltz through the lane for a layup. He didn't even attempt to play defense.
Well,
so
he's never been a defense
okay,
guy.
Even in a win, they
bit.
Gave up 138 points.
Well,
last night.
I mean, the NBA's.
I'll tell you what, that is a lot of minutes though. LeBron, you had to play him. I mean,
yeah.
Unless you're going to lose again, but he played 48 minutes. Mm-hmm.
They were starting to play. Maybe this is an adjustment. They were playing their rookie. I'm not familiar with his name. He's a Euro. I think he's from Macedonia.
But I think part of this.
Oh, they were playing him last night a lot.
Part of the story is the same thing that you were reading. I'm not sure if you did mention it, but that they all just basically hate each other. And Dwayne Wade said he's never seen anything like it. In his 15 years in the league, he's never seen a team dislike each other and sort of as dysfunctional as this team is.
Well, remember, they all threw Kevin Love under the bus for, I guess, leaving a game with an illness. Now he's been hurt. Isaiah Thomas just doesn't look happy to me. I mean, last year he was taking the league by storm, was an MVP candidate, had the ball in his hand all the time, was fantastic.
But yet he said he didn't want to be traded. He's tired of being traded.
Yeah, I was a good candidate.
I mean,
might be out of his hands.
You don't necessarily want to move all the time.
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine them giving Isaiah Thomas a huge contract.
LeBron's still playing like he's the best player in the world, and that in the NBA can carry you as far as anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't count him out.
Isaiah's night was actually decent compared to his past 10 games. He had 13.
Mm-hmm.
He shot all right. He only took 8 shots, but it was all LeBron last night. I mean, Cleveland needed that win. They just needed to stop the bleeding.
But Isaiah Thomas can't be happy with that. Think about that. Last year, he probably took 20 shots a game.
Yeah. It's a totally different
situation.
He likes
being a lead dog.
Of course.
But maybe he's like Russell Westbrook, who I believe 100%. Right, and he was quoted yesterday. He's getting tired of people asking him all these questions about triple doubles and how many points and assist. And he's like, "I'm not about that. I don't care. I just want to win." And I believe that because just the way he plays, I just believe it. Maybe Isaiah Thomas is the same way.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll say this with Russell Westbrook. Sometimes just the way that you play may not benefit your team, and he may think that that benefits his team.
Well,
but
he just gives 100%.
Going back to really when he was playing with Kevin Durant, I felt, look, Kevin Durant's a better player than Russell Westbrook.
That might be true.
He's been taking the shots.
That might be true,
stretch.
But I believe deep in his heart he didn't really care. Certainly at this stage in his career, I don't think he cares about his numbers.
Yeah, I think he wants to win.
He wants to win. And maybe Thomas the same way. I don't know.
I don't think Cleveland can just – I think they're going to have to make some move because I don't think with this current roster, the way they play defense, that they're just going to flip a switch and just start defending. I just don't see
it'll be hard. Now, they made a switch by putting Tristan Thompson in the starting lineup. Kevin Love, when he returns, will go back as power forward, not a center.
Right.
So that may change
things. Crowder will go back to the bench.
Talent-wise, they have as much talent as they've had during their championship seasons.
They've got a lot, but they are
just
older.
They're older. They're banged up.
But they might be talented on the offensive end, but they're not on the defensive end.
But Jay Crowder was supposed to be a good defensive player.
Doesn't stop anybody now.
You would think Jeff Green, who's super athletic, would be a pretty good defensive player when he comes in.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason,
say otherwise.
Hasn't worked, but they're still a 3 seed in the East.
I mean, Towns and Butler were killing them last night. Killing.
Carl Anthony Towns hits threes.
He's good.
It's amazing these guys that come out of the, play 1 year in Kentucky, come out of college hoops.
But think about it. I mean,
and you don't really see them knocking down threes in college, like Anthony Davis and Carl Anthony Towns, and they just fill it up from the outside.
But if you're Cleveland and you end up being like the 3 or 4 seed, you're going to play a pretty decent team in that first round. And you're definitely going to play a good team in the second round.
Right. Maybe play the Bucks or something like that. If they're a 3 seed, let's say they play the Bucks in the first round, they'll beat the Bucks.
I'm sure they can beat the Bucks.
Then they'll have the Raptors in the second round.
I don't think it's a gimme.
They own the Raptors in the postseason.
I'm going to Google if the NBA playoffs started today.
I get it, but this is
they
might own the Raptors, but this is a totally different season. They're not playing the way they usually play.
They would face Indiana if the NBA playoffs started.
Yeah, they'd probably beat Indiana, but Indiana would probably take them to 5 or 7, whatever it is.
Wiz play the Bucks, get the Greek Freak in the first round.
Yeah, it won't
all right,
easy.
Let's open up the Junkie Sports page. You want to chime in on anything, you can at 800-636-1067. Indeed, Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open.
All right, so we talked about that game. Trade deadline today is at 3, by the way. So they'll probably start streaming in here in the next couple hours, 2-3 hours. Rockets beat the Heat on the road, 109-101. Harden had 41 in that game.
I'll tell you how wrong I was about James Harden and Chris Paul. I thought that little marriage wouldn't work.
Right. You thought it'd be toxic.
Both those guys are ball dominant. I saw a stat this morning on ESPN when they actually play together. Chris Paul's been hurt and Harden's missed some games. They've only lost 3 games this year.
Yeah.
3.
Unbelievable.
And I think they will have a good shot to knock out Golden State in the playoffs this year. They're that explosive.
Well,
if healthy,
James Harden actually shows up, unlike Game 6 last year in that series.
It's true, but Capella's much better, fits that system.
It'd be nice. I'd like to see another team in there. The Jazz beat the Grizz 92-88. Ricky Rubio had 29, Cakesy.
That's a nice output.
Spurs beat the Suns by 48 last night on the road. Don't know how that happens.
The Suns are god-awful.
I don't care. You don't get beat by 48.
Dylan and I were putting together a FanDuel team, and Cakes will talk about why he's upset.
So, Rick.
Daily fantasy.
I was ricked last night.
But
Matt
I told
Dale.
Him our strategy has been always pick players against the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, target
them. So I was
them.
Trying to get him
especially
to go for.
Especially bigs and point guards.
I was trying to get him to go for DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
Who's kind of a number because you have to pick bargain basement guys when you pick big sillies.
Mm-hmm.
problem was, Cakes, what happened to Daily Fantasy players?
Well, last night, it was the ultimate hose job if you play in Daily Fantasy Sports, because the Pelicans were hosting the Indiana Pacers at the Smoothie King Arena in New Orleans. And apparently there was end-of-days rain, and it was leaking through the ceiling. And at first, the game was delayed, but they're like, you know what? It's okay. We're going to get this cleaned up. We're going to get it fixed. We're going to start at, you know, a little bit after 9 p.m. So I'm looking down, looking at my scores in between hands at MGM, like, why isn't this game starting? What's happening? What's going on? Why don't I have any stats from the eyebrow and from Al Jefferson? Another nod to, you have to play some low-priced bums to fit in the Carl Anthony Towns. Why am I not getting any stats from Corey Joseph? Okay, because guys like Deepo are missing games.
You had a bunch of guys in that game.
Yeah. And then I texted my man Dar, because we're always sweating out daily fantasy stuff every day. And I said, are they going to get this game in? And he said, nope. Your bone. Donuts all across the board. And it's not like the sites just say, oh, those games don't count.
They count.
They count. They count for zeros all across the board.
Yeah, I got bitter because
tilted.
I looked this morning, so Dylan and I put together this team, and we had Ricky Rubio, for example, who's not somebody that is on 100% of the lineup.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And Ricky Rubio has been playing really well of late, and he produced. I'm thinking, when I wake up this morning, I was like,
got a shot.
We might have won some money.
Right.
I mean, Ricky Rubio and a couple of the bargain basement guys that we picked were good. And then all of a sudden I see a zero for Drew Holiday.
I was doing the same thing. I was looking at Andrew Drummond. Andre Drummond, I'm sorry, ripping down 27 boards. I said, well, that's hooking me. And then I played I went dumpster diving and played Langston Galloway, and he actually scored some points.
Right.
But then I got three zeros on my lineup.
You're so bitter.
Unrecoverable.
What did that cost you?
What was it, $5?
Yeah, like
that's probably two.
$5 or $7.
I mean, come on, Cakes.
Well, you won $590 with the fish.
Yeah, I think you're
just trying to stack some chips. That's all.
Yeah. Real quick, let me get through the college hoops because there's a bunch of upsets last night. Villanova lost at home to St. John's. That's St. John's first conference win. St. John's beat Duke over the weekend.
Right. Did you watch that game?
I enjoyed the whole game.
Duke, it was an awesome game.
Duke's freshman played like freshman, but that was a great game. They couldn't stop Pons.
Chris Paul did you know that? Off this week.
Well, he might have saved his job with these two wins.
I watched it. He doesn't coach. He is a ceremonial coach. It's his assistant.
He's got a couple.
St. Jean's son does all the X's and O's. And Mullen just sits there in the timeouts. He just sits there like this. Right. And the board.
But you know what? That's
you know
that's
who
great.
Else coaches?
You know what he does?
Mitch Richmond
coaches. Here's what Mullen does, I'm sure. He goes in and wins the living room.
Of X's? No, I know why he's there.
Yeah, he goes in and does that. Let's the X's and
I know
O's
why
the
I was there, but I don't follow St. John's that closely.
Oh, I don't follow them at all.
I know they struggle. I watched an entire game, so I was like intrigued by him.
Right.
And he doesn't coach.
Right.
I mean,
he doesn't. You're right.
St. Jean coaches, does all the X's and O's.
Good. That being said, it was a horrible loss for Duke, and this is a horrible loss for Villanova.
So St. John's is going to be number one.
Yes, because Virginia won at Florida State. Well, it kind of depends on what happens the rest of the week. But
you know what?
Virginia did it again. Virginia did it again. They held a team to 18 buckets.
I mean, that's absurd.
And they were trailing by 10.
It's only a matter of time they're going to win the whole joint. It's only a matter of time. One of these years.
I mean, can you win every game in the tournament 59-55?
They somehow figure
out. But you know what? God damn it, they're good defensively.
They're just so well coached.
Because Florida State's got athletes. Ohio State went into Purdue and won by one. So you had number one lose, number three lose, and number eight Auburn loses at home. So and then Nevada lost to one of it. So we had a bunch of ranked teams lose last night. Terps lost to Penn State by four.
I know, poor Terps. I was at another bar the other day. I was at Not Your Average Joe's, I will say that one, with my buddy Tom. And this was last week. And I never watched college tennis. But some, you know, all these bars, they have.
Nobody else does either. So
well,
join
they
the
have
club.
100 TVs everywhere now, right? So they had college tennis on, and I'm looking, and there was two brothers playing doubles for Florida State. They looked like running backs. I actually thought it was a goof,
right?
Because they were so strong,
so
and
jacked.
Yeah, and I was like, "What is? Is this even real?"
Right?
And they were silly. And then they had another guy playing singles. A brother, he was silly.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. I was getting into college tennis.
Did you look them up? Who are they?
Well, the two brothers were brothers.
Oh, they were brothers.
They were brothers. They had the same last name.
So biological.
They were adopted. Right. And then they both looked like running backs. And then they had another guy playing singles. He was silly. I didn't know there were so many brothers in college tennis.
Neither did I.
I'm guessing that's an anomaly.
State.
It's a revelation.
They had three of them.
That's an outlier.
That was silly.
And by the way, it's Pebble Thursday.
Pebble Thursday, yes.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday here on the Junkies.
Jason, you don't know who sat down at the tournament table about 10 minutes into the Cakes Classic Bounty Tournament at MGM National Harbor.
Hint. Bobby Goo.
Hint.
Bobby Goo.
He just Bobby Goo. Bob Goo.
Bob Goo.
Our old intern, Bobby Goo.
Bob Goo.
Bobby Goo. I saw, this was probably like a Me Too moment. We made him show us his junk.
Yeah. Well, I chose not to look.
I never saw it.
Thank you.
You're the only one
who gave the
intrigued.
Play-by-play.
I think you and Brett, maybe. Or maybe you and Valdez, I forget.
Yeah, it looked like a Super Bowl. It was very tiny. You know, but again, maybe he's a grower, not a shark.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Again, it was not, I mean, it was not optimal.
Not optimal conditions. I mean, why
He had said that he bragged.
He bragged about how small he was.
It. Right.
Yeah. So and I wanted to see.
Right. You want to prove.
What's Bob Goo doing now?
He's working on Capitol Hill. I don't know what he's doing. I just know he was out in California for a while. Oh, okay. Now he's back.
Super nice
and
guy.
And he likes to see flops.
Cool.
So I saw
another one of our former interns was here yesterday. I believe she's going to start doing updates.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex. Alex
Cordray.
Alex Cordray.
You mean the girl who was working? Wasn't she working for ESPN?
Yeah.
ESPN.
But she's back in the area. And since college football season's, you know, not until September.
She's the sister of my buddy Paul. His baby's mama.
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
Yeah,
Look at these connections.
He never got married to her. She's a freaking smoke show. but they had a kid, okay. Austin, and right. He's probably like 10 now. Well, Alex and Aaron are our sisters.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
It's a small world.
She did sideline reporting for a year, I think. Was it for the Rays? And I think because she's based here and her fiance lives here, that she just didn't want to do that again. Like, you know, live here and then do the Rays all year, you know, 140 games. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about it yesterday. I think she's our most successful intern. I mean, she did all the bowl games.
Yeah, I saw her
bunch. She's like a rising star. Good for her.
Yeah.
Let's start awesome. Updates.
We've had some successful interns, actually.
We've had a lot of donks.
I mean, I think you have to throw, I don't know if he's technically an intern, McCarthy. Chad Dukes and Oscar Santana. They've done very well for themselves.
Yeah, of course.
Heather, I believe, works for ESPN behind the scenes.
I don't remember
Heather.
The one shorter girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Heather Clack. Yeah, I know Heather. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now she's going to be mad I said that. I know exactly who she is.
Oh, you need cues sometimes.
There have been so many. I mean,
there have been.
Who was the girl? I thought her name was Heather.
All blend together.
That worked like in Salisbury TV for years.
That was our original Amy.
Like, yeah, remember Amy?
I do remember Amy.
Amy was like our first kind of like sweetheart.
Now I remember, yeah. Last name definitely started with an S.
Amy Sudowitz.
Correct.
I mean, that was her maiden name. I'm sure she's married now.
Yeah, probably.
She was like an anchor. She was doing good. Yeah. And then we had the one girl that was like it was her name was like Huma Abedin or something. I know that's Anthony Wiener's.
Right.
But remember, and she did something like NBC.
Yeah, she worked for like NBC or CNN or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wildly successful interns.
Our program director.
Meanwhile, we're stuck here.
Who was dubbed one of the top 20 program directors in the country for sports radio. He was also our intern.
Here's the thing.
So we have guys that worked for us.
There's no question about
Brett,
it.
Brett, successful.
Chad Duke's been wildly successful. Oscar, of course. Oscar didn't really intern for us. Chad did. Oscar was working in promo.
He did bits for us.
Okay. CK definitely was our intern, but that's radio. I'm not even that impressed. It's radio.
Brett's running two restaurants.
Yeah, of course, Brett.
Yeah, but it's not. But I'm talking media about
people.
Based.
Yeah, right. People like media based, gone out on their own. You got to give props to Kevin.
Yes.
You got to give props to Alex. You got to give props to. I remember Amy when she was like an anchor.
Kirchin would have been successful. Without us, but he was an intern for us, and he's more
you know DJ. It's okay.
That's
to
also
hype
radio.
Up.
That's also radio.
It's all
kind of,
right.
I kind of disrespect radio.
Yeah, it's okay for us to hype up the Junkies coaching tree. That's what kind of what we're doing here. Hey, like Belichick has a coaching tree.
And, yeah, but his apparently stinks.
Hey, ours is half decent.
Clank David became a movie producer, got us in his movie with Jack Black.
That is true.
I'd rather not be associated to that vehicle. Thank you.
I already forgot the name
of the
movie. The D Train. Terrible.
That was the one. Wasn't it like
a
Clank
movie?
Dark,
it was
like,
one of the worst.
Like a really dark sex scene, too.
It was one of the worst performing movies at the box office of all time. And we're attached to it. Yeah. Great.
I think that's why I ended up on the cutting room floor on that one.
He produced a movie with Jack Black. Now, luckily, he's done other things in Hollywood.
Luckily, it's only our voices that are lent to it. It's not our faces. At least we have that going for us.
No one saw it, so no one heard us.
Right. Yeah. So let's never ever talk about it again.
If you go to D-Train IMDb, we're not listed, right, as a voice.
Oh, it has to be like random radio voices.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes. You might be in the credits.
I wonder if, like, can people, like Wikipedia, can people put you in?
The problem is you have to sit through the entire movie to see the credits.
Yeah, that's right.
What a stinker.
Which I would never do. I didn't see 1 second of the movie.
Hey, my life is better for it.
It is. It's much better.
I was on the cutting room floor, so I was hostile.
There was a viral video on LiveLeak last week of somebody getting in a car wreck, taping it with their dash cam. And the guy in the car was listening to the Junkies in Colorado.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because someone sent it to us because they watched it on LiveLeak, and you can hear you guys clear as day.
And he was in Colorado.
In Colorado.
Was it Skippy?
I don't think it was Skippy, but.
That's awesome.
Hey, we're actually listed on the credits.
You're kidding.
JP Flame, Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, John Auville, Sports Talk hosts.
Is that on IMDb?
On IMDb.
We should get our SAG cards.
We should get some residuals.
Yeah, we should have paid for it.
Residuals from the world's worst movie.
He's all of a sudden psyched. I'm psyched. I ended up on the cutting room floor. What about the whatever the show was in Baltimore that we were on? Come on,
The Wire.
The Wire. Do we get a credit for that one episode?
I personally have two listings. The D-Train and ESPN 25, who's number one?
Hey, I'm listed as myself. Type in my name.
They might have hooked it. They might have hooked it on The Wire.
That's right. We were on all those episodes of Who's Number One. Well, I was giving everybody a crotch shot. My legs were wide open.
We're all wearing Dockers. We look so uber nerdy. It's the worst.
For some reason, I've been thinking about
this lately. That was torture taping those. I hated that.
You had a crotch shot. Were you doing the Larry Craig? Was his name Larry Craig? The senator who said he had a wide stance.
In the bathroom stall. Yeah, I just had. I was manspreading.
No. Here's what you have to do.
I was manspreading and you just see my bozak.
When you're in the stall, you have to do what Jody Meeks does. And I'll give credit to AWOD for pointing this out.
Missed shots.
No. Well, he's actually pretty good at shooting when he gets an open look. But when Jody Meeks shoots, he keeps his feet butt close together. His feet are like this.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't put his feet like shoulder width out. They're like almost touching.
I haven't noticed that.
Who does that? Jody Meeks. Now, it's hard to watch when he's on the bench.
No, but who does that in the toilet?
I'm just saying, when you're in the toilet.
Why would you do that?
Because you don't want to keep your feet out near the edges. You want to keep
them tight.
Because
someone might interpret it as
a
holler.
You want to go to the bathroom like
Jody
Meeks.
No one is going
to
interpret it as you hollering at them or they're deucing.
I don't know. I try to avoid deucing next to other people.
Well, that's what that former senator was doing.
I know. I remember. Let's go to AJ. DC is so gross. AJ, what's up, man? You're on with the Jokes.
Hey, good morning, gents. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, my question is kind of geared towards JP because I know he has the legal background, but I'd love to hear everybody else's take. Now, because Josh McDaniels actually verbally accepted and committed to the head coaching job with the Colts, which caused them to actually go sign assistants and put them under contract and then, you know, sort of stop their search for any other candidates. My question is, I mean, do they have any kind of legal recourse as to saying, look, you know, we did all of this and, you know, you adversely affected what we were doing. You need to give us some draft picks.
They may have. It sounds like a verbal contract. There was consideration, they actually did some things.
We're going to ask Locke and Fora that exact question.
They probably do, but I don't know if that's practical.
Here's the thing.
NFL.
Grant and Danny were charged up about this. It was like their whole show yesterday. And I'm sure Josh McDaniels is a douche. I don't doubt it for a second. But I'm not that hostile. People change their minds all the time. It adversely affects the assistant, and he's going to have to live with that the rest of his life.
Tony Dungy was on fire.
I know.
He's not a fiery guy.
I get it. But I think those assistants will find spots. It's a good old boy network. They end up doing it.
Or the Colts stick with them at their positions.
They might.
One of them's already staying, I think.
I think he's the DC defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the only thing he should care about is those assistants.
But if they hire Frank Reich, for example, and Reich doesn't like this guy,
yeah, he brings his own guys
in. Then those guys are going to be screwed. For sure he screwed some guys. There's no question about it. Yeah. But I would say that people change their minds all the time. They accept the position, and then they kind of go back to their employer, and their employer sweetens the pot or whatever, and then they have to go back and back out.
Well, that probably happens if you have a contract, there is legal recourse.
Well, the NFL has to change the rule then. They either have to allow coaches to be signed and talk to other teams, mm-hmm. even if they're still in the playoffs in that bye week.
Right.
Or they have to change the rule, and you can only sign a coach or hire a coach after the season's over.
Yeah, it's a flawed system. If you want to pursue one of those guys that's going deep in the playoffs.
Yeah. That way all the guys are pretty much getting hired at the same time.
Right.
Coming up next, we'll continue to take your calls on Open Line Thursday at 800-636-1067. We'll also dive into what Chris Thompson said, the Redskins running back, about Kirk Cousins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.